Hello.
Hi there. This is Emmanuel with the Roundup Health team on a recorded line. Were you
Hi, how can
listening?
I? Yes, I got disconnected somehow, and thank you for calling me back.
Of course. You were looking to see if you can participate in the Roundup session. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest
No.
to that? Okay. Thank you for confirming that. So was it you or a family member that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
Sorry to learn that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
The subtype, I don't understand what that means. What do you mean by a subtype?
The subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? It's okay if you don't know.
No, I do. Hold on. Is it the NHL type, do you
Yes.
mean? Okay, yes, it is the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And that's the only type of non-Hodgkin's you've had, right?
Correct.
And around what's the date you would have been diagnosed?
Around October 2022.
October of 2022. Okay. So we'll put 10, 2022. And then did you mostly spray the product yourself around the home or at work or both?
Residential area in Garden.
Okay. And then is it at the same address you're at now or somewhere else?
Yes.
What is the address?
19124 Avenue 150, Portola,
19,
California, nine
I'm sorry, one
one
nine
nine
one three
one
four.
two, yeah, 19124 Avenue 150, Portola, California, 93257.
Alrighty, I see that here. And then were you the only one in that household that sprayed it, or did neighbors or other family spray it and end up getting sick, or just you?
Just myself.
Sorry to hear that. And then how old were you when you were diagnosed?
41.
41. Okay, so you were between 18 and 79, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so just from about how many years would you say you sprayed the product? Like when is the first year you
For about 10 years.
10 years? Okay. So definitely would have used it for at least 10 or more days then, right?
Correct.
Alrighty. And then the 559-361-5197 is your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And then following question here is going to be a list of other ailments. If they don't apply to you, I'll just put no. If they do apply, just say yes. But first one is hepatitis B,
No. No.
rheumatoid arthritis,
No.
Epstein-Barr,
No.
lupus, diabetes
No.
mellitus, autoimmune
No.
disease,
No.
HIV/AIDS,
No.
other cancers,
No.
organ transplant.
No.
And do you have any family history of cancer or no?
No.
Okay. And then your name comes in as Gustavo, Gustavo, and last name
Yes.
Villasenor, Villasenor.
Yes.
Is there a middle name I should put or no?
No middle name.
No? Okay. And then will you confirm your gender?
Male.
And then are you married or unmarried?
Unmarried.
Thank you for confirming that. And then how did you first learn about a connection between Roundup and your cancer? Was it a commercial or online or?
It was through TV, and then I just looked it up online.
And then around what time would you say that was? Around what date?
Around what date? 2022.
Okay. So we'll put October of 2022 when you would have been diagnosed then, somewhere around there.
Yeah,
Okay.
a couple months prior to that, I guess.
Prior, okay. And then height in feet and inches and weight.
I am 5'8", 5'9", I think, 5'9". And then I weigh 215 pounds.
215.
215.
Okay.
And was there another question?
No, that was it. Height, okay. You said 5'9", and then 215. And then what's the best email address for you?
It is the initial of my first name,
mm-hmm.
and then my last name completely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's GVILLASENOR 111 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, perfect. And then let me go to this next question. And about how many times per month or year did you use Roundup?
I used it for about twice a month.
Twice a month? Okay, so about 24 times a year then?
Correct.
Okay. And so you would have sprayed the product for at least a full year before you were diagnosed, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then you said for about 10 years, so that would have started around, let's call it October of 2002?
Of
2012?
2011 to 2022.
Okay, 2011 we'll say, okay. And then how did you normally spray it? Was it just the pre-mix with that came with the little nozzle, or did you use a concentrate and put it in a spray bottle or backpack?
It was a spray bottle. It was a spray bottle mixed.
The pre-mix, or did you mix it yourself?
It was a spray bottle. It was already mixed. Yeah.
Okay. And did you normally wear protective gear, like glasses and gloves, or no?
Yes.
And then how big of an area do you think it was applied?
Well, my property is three quarters of an acre, so I would say at least the back half of it, which is going to be maybe a third of an acre.
Okay, perfect. That's a big lot. All our homes are right next to each other where I'm at.
Oh, no, this home's been, I've had this house for a long time. All the houses here have big properties.
Because you're like Porterville is like kind of up north, NorCal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of central.
Oh, central? We're in the south, like we're below LA and above San Diego is where we are.
Oh, yeah. Over there, the houses are very, very reduced.
Yeah, you can hear your neighbors shower and stuff. It's not cool. so it was in California that we're using it. So let me click that. And then you said it was direct exposure, you personally spraying. So let me click that. And then about twice a month for 10 years, so 240 exposures. And then are you on well water or city water?
City. Well, it's neither. These two streets that are closest to me, we have our own water system at the very end of the street. So I'm not on neither the city nor water well. We have our own. I guess it would be a water well because we have our own that gets distributed to all these two streets where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense to you, because we don't get the water from the city. We have our own water system for these two streets.
Okay. So if it's from a well, does it normally get tested regularly, the water?
Yes, it gets tested regularly, yeah.
Okay. Good. And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or no?
No.
Okay. And then when you would buy the Roundup, was it like at a local hardware or a gardening store, like a mom and pop, or was it like a bigger
Walmart?
It
was at Home Depot store.
Okay, perfect. And then obviously, you know, this was in 2022 when you were diagnosed, so a few years back. Do you happen to have any of the receipts or containers left over or no?
I do not have any of the receipts for the purchases. I just didn't really think up until I started.
Right, and most people don't, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's one of the questions. How about any containers? Do you still have those or no?
I believe I do.
Okay.
But I they're as far back in the property as possible.
Sure, okay, perfect. And then have you ever been a smoker?
No.
Are you currently employed or on a fixed income?
No, I'm employed right now.
Okay. And then what is the name of your employer?
Skyline. It's a trucking company, pretty much that's what it's called, Skyline.
Okay. Skyline Trucking. I see it here, Skyline Trucking LLC.
Yes.
And then what is your title? Are you a truck driver or maintenance?
Truck driver, yes.
Oh, do you do long haul?
I do.
Are you, how often are you on the road?
Well, right now, I took a little bit of time off, but I usually go for 3 to 4 days and come back day off and go back for 3 to 4 days and keeps going and going and going. Never stops.
And then I see a couple different addresses. What's the address for your employer there where you pick up the truck?
Visalia. It would be the one in Visalia. I don't know the exact address. The truck gets put at a truck at somewhere else, but it would be the Visalia address.
Okay.
I don't know it off the top of my mind, to be honest.
I see. Because it doesn't give me a Visalia address. Let me see.
Skyline Transit doesn't give you a Visalia address?
No, it doesn't. At least not where I'm just using Google, and it doesn't give me one. So I'll put. Do you think you can get it later on, when the firm?
Hold on, I'll get it for you right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me just look up one of my check stubs and I'll be able to give it to you through
sure.
That. It's a lot easier.
So it's Skyline Transit, not Skyline Trucking?
It's Skyline Transit, yes.
Is it on Church Street?
Yes, Church Street would be the one, yeah.
Okay. I found it.
That I believe, is this my boss's address to his home. So that would be the one, yeah.
Okay. Is your boss Karam?
Karam Singh, yeah. That's him. Yeah, you got it.
What kind of stuff do you haul?
dry freight.
Dry freight, okay. And then did you ever lose any time from work because of any surgery or treatments that you had due to the on hospital?
No. No.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' comp?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then give me the hospital name that would have diagnosed and treated you so I can look up the address.
Sierra View Medical Center.
Oh, wow, that's a nice building. A lot of glass. In Porterville?
Yes, Porterville, I think it's 465, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, that's the one.
Putnam, yeah.
That's a cool building. I like it. And then what is the doctor's name?
Dr. Haifa Abdullah.
Haifa Abdullah, I found her here. It's a girl, right?
Yes.
Okay. I found her. So you are finally done. See phone number. Perfect. I see that there. And then either you or the doctor would have the medical records, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then how has the diagnosis impacted your life?
Well, definitely a bummer, I guess. You know, it's just very depressed. You know, the whole family's just worried. I mean, it's just a little bit of a stress all the way around up until I you know, went into remission. But, it's a hard thing. It's just a hard thing all the way around. No matter how you see it, it's worrisome for everybody.
Exactly. Well, let me type that up 1 second. I'm not the fastest typer. I'm sorry. Okay, put that there. And then do you recall the kind of treatments they did on you? Stem cell, chemo?
They did chemotherapy, radiation therapy. They gave me some kind of morphine and antibiotics for 6 months.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you remember when they started treating you? Treating you?
Yes. October 2022.
Okay. We'll put October 15, 2022, if that's okay. Like mid-month?
October 24th.
Okay. Put that there. And then we're just about done. A couple more questions here. Do you want to put an emergency contact? Normally we request one in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones, and they'll only be contacted.
Yes, hold on real quick, sir. Don't hang up on me. Let me answer this phone call real quick.
Sure.
Sir, no, I don't want to give a contact information. I want to just keep mine.
Okay, no emergency contact. That's fine. I'll put NA. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance, so they can request the records. Let me go to it here. And then your date of birth?
8/12/81.
8/12/81. And then the social?
The full social is 569-67-5490.
I'm sorry, 569-47.
67.
Oh, 67.
569-67-5490.
5490, okay. And then I'm going to send you an automated text message through DocuSign for an e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide you on what to tap. But let me make sure.
Are you sending it on a message?
Yeah, it's going to be sent through DocuSign or through text message and email,
okay.
But it's still sending, it's still spinning, so give it a moment more and you should get it shortly.
Okay, I got it. Okay, it says MSN, do you agree? Yes. Okay, DocuSign, it says continue. Continue. Okay, it says I agree to use electronic records. I agree. Continue. Okay, so let's say it says start.
Right.
Start. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. It says require signature here. Sign. Draw your signature. Oh, it's kind of hard for me to do it there, but let me see. Clear. Okay. Adopting sign. Okay. Fine. Fine. Draw initials. Okay. Adopt sign. Required here. Sign. 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 Okay, now finish.
Yep. Once you tap the finish button, if it goes through, that means you didn't miss anything. If it doesn't,
okay, you're done signing.
Alrighty. You are all set there. So I'm also going to text you from my direct line in case you need to get a hold of me for any reason. I'm a call or text away. So you're going to get a text message from a 949 area code right now. Let me just type it up here. And it just says, hello, this is Emmanuel that helped, or I should say, who helped you with the Roundup intake? This is my direct line if you need me, and it's from a 949 area code. But other than that, you're all set for now. In about a week or two, the firm should call you directly to introduce themselves. But anytime before then, if you have questions, you can just call or text me directly, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.